And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast on Let's Talk About. And tonight is Friday. Let us say a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we come thanking you for another night. And we thank you for the course of the day. And we thank you for getting us through the day. And we thank you for what you have done for us throughout this week. Carrying us through this week. In every journey that we have been through, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for keeping us, for keeping our minds, for protecting us, and we are grateful. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. Father, we just ask you that you touch those who need a touch on today. I just ask you, Father, that you touch those in nursing homes, hospitals, Father. Those who need that touch on today, they are where they may not want to be, but Jesus, you know all about them. Father, give them a special touch. Someone may be depressed on today. Someone may be feeling anxious on today. Someone may be having financial problems on today. Someone may be having some type of issue on today. We just ask you, Father, that you help them, that you be with them, that you guide them. If they don't know you, Jesus, direct them to you. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you. We thank you for being the network, because you are on the network, and we thank you. So we praise you. So we thank you, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. And hopefully everyone is having a good evening on tonight. I'm wondering, am I losing my voice? I tell you, up and down and all around, but I just truly thank God for the opportunity to be on another Let's Talk About. All right, on tonight, the message is entitled Grief and Challenge. And why grief and challenge is, as I always am talking about in reference to grief work that I do, and I always, as my disclaimer, always start that, you know, with grief, that it is not just graveyard grief, but it is grief that bothers you. And that every day that we go through something, we're believers, and we go through adversity. And as we go through adversity and we go through these things, of course, they bother us. And that's what grief does. And grief bothers us. But, you know, we are conquerors through Jesus Christ. And anything that he does, he can get us through it. Anything that we go through, anything that he allows to orchestrate, he can allow us. He can get us through it. And we have to believe that. So on tonight, grief and challenge. So I took simple scripture, and we hear it often, and simple, and two words. John 11:35 reads, Jesus wept. Let's talk. I already did the disclaimer, and I talked a little bit about challenges. Because we go through challenges all the time. And who's to say that even now that you may be going through a challenge. And it may be a challenge of any sort. And it could be a problem you know, that you got some news, or could be a problem with somebody else. It could be anything, but it is a challenge to you, and it is grievous to you because it bothers you. But you know that with the challenges that we go through in our everyday lives, and even if we get through a day, and then we may not have a challenge that day, but we might have another one the next day, and sometime when we have these challenges, and sometimes we can't even see them, and they just seem like they just come from anywhere. Yeah. And some that you don't even expect. And it just comes out, and you just, where did that come from? And it's just something that it begins to challenge you because you don't understand it. Where it come from, why it came, what it is, it bothers you, and you want it over with. And in fact, you don't even want to deal with it. So it bothers you. It bothers you, so therefore it's grief. But we have in the scriptures, we have a couple of people that, you know, that we can be encouraged by, because we're not the only ones. We were not the only ones that went through challenges. And when we look into the scriptures of a few of those that went through some challenges, well, let's just say who they are. And just to think about, because when we think about maybe the challenges that they went through, and then the challenges that we go through, and then you know what? And with God is with us, and He will help us. Well, Job, okay? So everybody knows the story of Job and what he went through, and even all and everything that was taken and all. Well, but guess what? Guess what he did? He still worshiped the Lord. Still worshiped. So imagine, you can just kind of imagine that's a challenge to him. And while he was going through that challenge, you know, even in his family, his children and all going through that challenge, but he still gave God the praise. Okay, another one with David, you know, having to just imagine, you know, that somebody want to kill you. They want to kill you, and they after you. And David going through, and Saul just coming after him over and over and over, just wanting to kill him. And you get, don't you get tired of people bothering you, don't you? Mm-hmm. You get tired of people bothering you. They after you, and they want to destroy you. They want to destroy you, but you know what? Even in it all, what did he do? And he gave God the praises, even though he was going through that. And as we go through the whole book of the Psalms, and we see just the praises that he was giving to the Lord. So bother them, right? But still, he didn't aim back at him and say, "Well, I'm gonna kill him, as he wants to kill me. So I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna go back at him that way." But he gave praises to the Lord. Moses, well, just imagine, you know, you got a bunch of complaining people, I'm sure. So maybe even some shepherds maybe even go through little changes like this. You got, you know, you're trying to help, and You can't please everybody. You just can't please everybody. Everybody's gonna have their own issue, and then when something's uncomfortable, and when fear grips, but you get to see another side of people. Yeah, you do. And just think about, you know, Moses, he's a good example, and he's just, you know, questioning himself, even in the fact of him being called, like him being called and say, "Oh, you know how we do," and you know, you try to run away from it, and what did he run into? ran into the burning bush, okay? Runs into that burning bush and kind of story kind of goes from there. And then, you know, having to, you know, help these people understand that the Lord is with them. You know, it's kind of like just the people, they just complaining, oh, you brought us out here to die in the wilderness. And, you know, he has to call on the Lord. We can't get any water or anything. And what does he do? He turns to the Lord. That's right. He turns to the Lord, you know, because it's only the Lord that can help. So that challenge for him. Challenge for him having to deal with these stubborn people, right? So that's a challenge. And then seeing that Red Sea open and people just complaining every step of the way. But he had to do what the Lord told him to do, which was challenging having to deal with these people, but he kept on doing it. Another one, Peter. And we know with the denial and the Lord restored him going through that challenge. Oh, you know how we get sometimes. That's why we have to be so careful what we say and even in the things that we do. And you know, well, I'm never going to do that. Never, never, never. And then what turns around, we end up doing it. So we have to understand that we have challenges, and we're going to have challenges in this life until Jesus comes. We're going to have them. We're going to have these challenges. But what do we know? What do we know in these challenges? We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we know that he is with us, that we know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We know that we can trust him. We know that. We know that if we acknowledge him in all our ways, then he shall direct our paths. We know that. We know that we have to trust him with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits, that we have to trust him. So challenges. Challenges are going to be there. Challenges are going to be here. They're going to be here. And there's going to be some that's going to come. And when they come, they're going to come unexpectedly. They're going to come unexpectedly. And you may not even know where they're coming from. You may not even see them coming. But they're challenges to you, and how we deal with the challenges is what is important and what is significant. Because if we handle our grief, if we handle our grief and handle our challenges, our faith will and can increase. And that's what we want. That's what we need, is for our faith to increase when we go through challenges. Who's challenging you on this evening? Who has maybe challenged you already? Quite sure challenges are around you. Always will be some. But how we handle them, take them to the Lord. And you know what? Challenges will have you praying without ceasing. Challenges will do that. And that's what we should do anyway. Grief and challenges. If you have a challenge on this evening, turn it over to Jesus. He will help you. So, just remember, you can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth you, even through challenges. So if you get some grief and some challenges, remember, your God is with you. Blessings.